in Women Who Run With Wolves, where it talks about the cycles of women, where we need the resting, we need the creating, we mm-hmm. need the dark, we need the light. We're just such seasonal creatures that to expect to be creative at all times is almost like the same expectation to be productive at all times.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that? If you're wanting to be creative all the time, then you're probably wanting it to be consumed by someone else, or it's like for productivity's sake and not like for the actual creativity's sake. Because I'm like, dude, the most creative people usually create like five dope things in their life.
Exactly.
Like Frank, you know what I mean? Like whoever the person is, it's like creating like a few really fucking 100%. Tried and true, amazing things. Like, it's like the goal.
Yes.
And yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's a longer one too. This is from Brianna West. I felt like it was just so, beautiful when I read it the other day. Yeah. She says, you may believe that living a life to the fullest is seeing every country in the world and quitting your job on a whim and falling recklessly in love. But it's really just knowing how to be where your feet are. It's learning how to take care of yourself, how to make a home within your own skin. It's learning how to build a simple life you are proud of. A life most fully lived is not always composed of the things that rock you awake, but those that slowly assure you it's okay to slow down. That you don't always need to have to prove yourself. That you don't need to fight forever or constantly want more. That it's okay for things to be just as they are. Little by little, you will begin to see that a life can only grow outward in proportion to how stable it is inward. That if the joy is not in the little things first, the big things won't fully find us. I love that.
I love her writing.
I know, me too. I really love that if the joy is not in the little things first, the big things won't fully find us. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is like in all, so many of the spiritual teachers, you know, that teach, it's kind of the gratitude principle, where if you aren't grateful for the small things you have in your life, then you won't be gifted with the bigger things. So that's being grateful for the meal in front of you, for the clothes on your back, for the relationships that you do have, because that sort of momentum really builds
yes.
to provide you and gift you with a life that you really love. And I also think that the part where she says about little by little, you will begin to see that life can only grow outward in proportion to how stable it is inward. Oh my gosh.
That part, yeah.
I mean, I've seen that with friends. I've seen that with so many people. Like, you really limit yourself if you're not securely attached to yourself in your life.
I'm always in awe of, I love you, Fooch. Always in awe of just when people have a big life, are successful. I'm talking to you, Fooch. Everyone on YouTube, say hi to Fooch. And they haven't gone inward.
Oh, girl.
At all.
What do you mean?
I'm like, how?
I'm jealous, to be honest.
Yeah.
When I see people that are successful and have done zero work, I'm jealous of them. That's the person in life I'm most jealous of.
What is...
I'm turning myself inside out to...
That.
Make $1,000.
But I also think it's like old template paradigm stuff. So they've like gotten successful.
Yeah.
Kind of, I don't know if that's going to be like moving forward how people do
100%.
It. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the big tech people that like, you know, founded whatever, I'm like, I'm sure they were like crazy mm-hmm. and like haven't done the work. Maybe they can, you know, maybe now it's like getting hip and they're doing it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm always just in awe. I'm like, how did that happen? How did God let that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's like when I think about that, I'm only then defining the success based on materialism for the most part.
Exactly.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because then I'm like, yeah. How would this person who hasn't done work be successful? I'm really looking from the outside at they are rich or they have a business or they have these things. And it's like, that's actually not what success is, you know? So it's sort of that old part of me that can define it in that way. But it really is like, if we focus on really creating this secure attachment with ourselves, this like stable foundation within us, that's when our life can really become big. And that's when we can hold more energy, you know, more energy from an influence perspective, more energy yeah. from a power perspective, more energy from like a success perspective in a huge, huge way.
Mm-hmm.
I love the part two. It's learning how to build a simple life you are proud of.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend.
We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.